Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's off to its best start in program history. What is it about this year's squad that's made them so successful?
Well, probably you can point to a number of things, Kelly. Certainly, they came off of last year, feeling good about how they played and how the season went and how the season came to an end. They wanted to just kind of pick up where they left off. So that's number one, and certainly just give credit to the leadership group. They've been really locked in since we started, and again, all the younger players, both the freshman and sophomore classes have just gotten right along with the leadership group, and it's been a culminative effect of all of them playing for each other and playing hard. And certainly, individually, Britt's been just outstanding, and that's where it all starts. If you get good goaltending, you're certainly going to have an opportunity against anybody, and we have certainly gotten that every night out with Britt.
You took 4 of 6 points from North Dakota last weekend. How huge was that overtime win against them on the road?
Well, that was big. I mean, you realize it was only our fourth game in league play, but to come out of that series with 4 points was huge, and how we did it. I mean, we were looking at coming out with 1 point and them getting 5, and getting some pretty good separation in terms of where we are in the league. And within a couple of minutes, we flip-flapped that around, and so it's big. I mean, obviously, there's a long way to go, but I've said this before: those points count just as much now as they do at the end of the year. So right now we're sitting in third place in the WCHA, and that's our goal. We want to stay in that top four. So that last weekend certainly helped.
You take on the number 2 ranked Wisconsin Badgers this weekend. First off, how do you keep your team from getting intimidated by a team that's ranked that high and has played so well?
Well, number one, we're right there with them. I mean, we're ranked 6, and I told them that today. There's reasons that Coach Johnson said this is his toughest series to date. It's gonna be their toughest test to date. There's reason that the national writers are saying this is one of the series to watch. And there's a reason that people say you got fear the Beavers, and there's a reason for that. And I said the reason is you. It's because of the way you play, your commitment to doing the little things, your commitment to playing Beaver hockey. We're a good hockey team, and so we're not intimidated by playing Wisconsin here in Wisconsin. We've had success in the past. We believe if we go out and play the way we're capable of playing and doing all those little things we constantly talk about and reinforcing those habits, we're gonna have a chance.
Badgers are number 1 in scoring defense. What's it going to take to get one past their goalie and past their defense?
I might throw out an extra puck. Maybe they won't notice it. I don't know, Kelly. It's a challenge, no question. You start off with their goalie, and she's an outstanding goaltender. She's big. She's athletic. We're going to just do like we talk about all the time. We have to try to create some traffic in front of her. I like to call it chaos. If we can throw pucks at the net, a lot of times what happens when you just throw a puck, everybody's turning, looking for the puck, and it's in those scrambly situations that sometimes you can find a loose puck and get a stick on it, and that's how you're able to get pucks by goaltenders like her. But certainly taking your eyes away is another way to do that. But that's easier said than done because their defense is very, very good. Obviously, they have great forwards, but they play a good, solid team game, and it's a challenge to get to their goalie, and then it's another challenge to get pucks past her. But we'll just go out there and continue to play the way we play and see if we can have some success again tonight.
I know they're also 2nd in scoring offense. Your defense has been so good this year. Obviously, like you said, it starts with Britt, but how much harder is your defense going to have to work and block shots tonight?
Well, we know it's a challenge, no question. It's going to be a great environment. I think it's student night. It's going to be a lot of students. I think their band's going to be here. So it'll be an electric environment, electric atmosphere. And how can you not get up for something like that? So, we know the challenge is there, but again, we're just going to go out and play. And let's see if we can't make them play defense. Let's see if we can't make them defend us and see if we can't spend more time in their zone than they spend in ours.
I saw your lines. Bailey Wright gets her chance to play her first Beaver game. What do you expect to see out of her?
Well, she's obviously really excited to play. We're excited to see her play. I mean, she was with us all last year, obviously, in her transfer year. She had to sit out, and she looked so good all year long. And I told her there's a lot of people that want you on their line. And then she unfortunately suffered an injury right when the season started that kept her out up until now. She finally got clearance to play last week, and I didn't think it was fair to her to throw her in against North Dakota after only a few practices. So, she's had a good 6, 7, 8 practices, and she looks to me like she's getting stronger every practice, and she's starting to shoot the puck like she's capable of. So, we're excited that she's in the lineup. I think she can definitely add a little firepower to that line. And to be honest, we're just anxious to see her play in a green sweater tonight.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
Well, we got to play it a period of time. You know, we realize that it's going to be, like I said, that exciting and hostile environment. We have to be ready for that. We have to come out of the gate hard and then just play Beaver hockey. You can't get up, can't get down in terms of how the ebb and flow of the game. We just have to keep sticking to our game plan and let's see if we can't have a few go off a few more feet and in the net, and we'll see what happens.
Good luck tonight, Coach. I'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.